What's next? With your news headlines, I'm Tim Boulware. The warning came, and now with one stroke of the pen from Governor Brownback, the state education funding model will be replaced by using block grants. USD 457 Superintendent Dr. Rick Aith is confident the school board will have wiggle room in pumping more money in.
The board has the authority to raise the local option budget up to 30% of the general fund. We're currently at 28.5%. That would capture about $650,000.
The circumstances were different the last time the school district pumped in money from the LOB.
About half of that funding was paid for by the state. Now that equalization is gone with the dismantling of the state finance formula. The burden of raising that LOB now falls all on the local property tax.
Aith assured everyone that any job losses would be done through attrition. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit WesternKansasNews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Boulware.